you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
What was that?
What?
When you gotta go, you gotta go. Better question is, who had the camera in the bathroom?
Wasn't me.
Certainly wasn't me.
Let's move on. Your chance to sound off now. 515-282-9010 is the number to call to sound off. Now, we start with a hot topic. The Cyclones ride a strong second half to their best win of the season. Freshman phenom Lindell Wigginton scores 11 of 13 points during a Cyclone run that put the UNI Panthers down for good. Iowa State, after losing the first two, has won eight straight.
Also at the Hy-Vee Classic, signs of life from Iowa. The Hawkeyes used their size advantage against Drake, but Iowa also frustrated the Bulldogs into 19 turnovers. It's an Iowa runaway, 90-64. Sound off with your thoughts on what we saw on Saturday. 515-282-9010.
I won't soon forget the Ballad of Jacob Park. He came, he saw, he faltered. I thought, unless injured, Park would break every Iowa State single-season passing record. Well, he wasn't hurt, unless you count feelings. Park and his lively right arm torched Iowa for 350 yards and four touchdowns. The following week, he went ass over tea kettle to take down Akron. Then came Texas. Park looked rattled on and off the field. He would soon take leave for personal reasons. This week, Park told the Register's Tommy Birch that Park failed a drug test for marijuana. That was the worst-kept secret since Jon Snow woke. Pod enthusiasts want to remind us, for every Jeff Spicoli, there's a Morgan Freeman. But Park's love of laughing grass surprised few. Park looked more like Cam Poe than Cam Newton, and that was part of Park's appeal. He marched to the beat of his own barber. More Borat than Brady. Park showed up to kids' camp pushing a baby stroller. He answered post-game media questions with a lip of dip the size of a small car tire. But Park's junior season flameout reminds us pressure on these athletes is real. Football, fatherhood, school. Park admits it all got to him. He also says he felt abandoned and that fans turned on him. Let's be clear. Park was disenfranchised from the team because of his choices. No one forced fourth and blunt. As for Cyclone fans, they're more loyal than rescued golden retrievers. Maybe one or two trolls sent some better off without you tweets, but most fans wished Park well, and still do. I think Park wants the best for Iowa State, but it could not have been easy seeing the Cyclones thrive without him. Kyle Kemp was everything Park wasn't. Steady, reliable, leader, and Kemp looks like the guy who rents you a car at Avis. So Park again seeks peace elsewhere. I sincerely hope he finds it. He provided many thrills and did nothing unforgivable. Jacob Park, highs, lows, high. We won't forget.
All right, time for, I think. Year six of the Hy-Vee Big Four Classic is in the books. And if it were up to me, this would be the final chapter. The end. I want to go back to the way in-state games used to be played at home venues. Rewind 7 to 8 years as to why this event first came about. Iowa and Iowa State were struggling. They no longer wanted to play true road games at the Knapp Center or at the McLeod Center, afraid of losing to smaller schools. That's a fact. Now, they tried spinning it as needing to beef up the non-conference with more Power 5 teams, but give me a break. Have you seen Iowa's home non-conference schedule? It's softer than a Pomeranian puppy wrapped in suede laying on a down pillow on a bed of cotton candy. It's embarrassing. So instead of getting rid of the in-state games altogether, the Big Four Classic was born. At first glance, one might think, cool, two games on the same day in a nice arena. Good idea. It gives Hawkeye and Panther fans in Central Iowa a short drive to see their teams, plus beer. But the atmosphere just does not live up to what college basketball should be. In-state rivalries are tailor-made to be played at sold-out home arenas, not neutral sites. Attendance for the Classic was almost 14,000, but that's misleading. Very few Cyclone and Panther fans are showing up early to watch Drake, Iowa, and vice versa. Plenty of empty seats. I don't hate the Hy-Vee Classic. I just prefer the atmosphere at home venues that college sports thrive on. Going back to the good old days likely won't happen, but come on. Playing Drake and UNI every year is certainly better than Chicago State and Maryland Eastern Shore.
No doubt about it. Let's take some calls here. We'll get it started with our man Les in Ames. We can count on Les for some good thoughts. Les, what did you think of the Hy-Vee Classic?
I thought it went exactly according to plan. First of all, let me say it's always a plum-pleasing pleasure to be with you both. Let me go ahead and say that Iowa State, guys, is once again the best basketball team in the state. Our guys looked good. The freshman, Lindell Wigginton, came to play ball, dropped 20 points, 7 rebounds. Nick Weiler-Babb was there himself. Donovan Jackson, Cameron Lard were also there, dropped 10 points apiece. And most importantly, guys, these guys play defense against a tough UNI team who was first in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Real good game by Iowa State. Back and forth all first half. In fact, the Panthers led at halftime, and I thought UNI was going to do what they usually do, play a really strong defense against good teams and kind of wear Iowa State down. But Wigginton and Weiler-Babb took over in the second half. And, man, when Weiler-Babb is playing well, this team's really good.
Yeah, and Wigginton with what, 11 of 13 points in that one
pivotal
stretch?
He went on that run.
Yeah, he really did. We'll stick with this game as we go to Jordan and Beaverdale as Iowa State wins the, I guess, takes the mythical state champion crown. What did you think?
I'm so for, I just wanted to say, an 8-0 start after losing two. I'm really impressed with the Cyclones. Wigginton, I think it's for real. And a shout-out to Jared and Al Cater.
You got that shout-out. Thank
Keith,
you.
We keep referencing this, but I was at that Milwaukee game
when
they went 0-2, and we both thought, man, this could be a long season. They looked really bad that game. This turnaround, since they moved Weiler-Babb to point guard, is incredibly good by Steve Prohm.
It does seem like everybody has found a position that suits this team well, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that Steve Prohm can coach.
He can, right? He's a really good coach. He's proving it a lot this year.
Ben Jacobson can coach too, and Steve Prohm held his own with him, and that's a good sign because what did you and I want going into this, 4 out of 5 against Iowa State?
Yeah, 4 or 5, and you know, and they
had
were
the
they
higher
were
RPI
top 15 RPI or something, top 16 RPI, and they play Xavier again on Friday. You and I will have played 3 top 10 teams so far in the non-conference.
It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. The Tiny Ref judges. Steve at the Tradewind says the George Niang looks like Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball with his new haircut. Tiny Ref? You think George likes that? They do
kind of look.
That's a
they
match,
do kind of look
right,
alike.
Right?
Yeah. Lonzo seems like a good guy. His dad is the crazy one.
Chad Neltuna says Iowa State point guard Lindell Wigginton looks like Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons. Tiny Ref?
You know that was getting a buzzer, that hair.
Well, I've got something to say to all you people who missed Star Wars on purpose this weekend. Oh, and you're What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. In regards to the Hy-Vee Classic, John writes, Hy-Vee Classic has been an excellent salvage of the situation, but nothing beats how it used to be. I don't give a damn where it's played. All 4 teams should play each other every year. You just said that.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. Brent writes, I'd like it if it was like the Big 12 tournament style. 4 Iowa teams playing someone. Basically 4 games in the day. Just seems the event has gone stale the past year or two.
Star Wars The Last Jedi made $220 million in the United States alone this weekend. That makes it the second most lucrative opening in movie history behind
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Andy Fales loves Star Wars, but the Star Wars universe is what's bugging Andy.
If you saw The Last Jedi over the weekend, here's hoping you enjoyed it. If you didn't see it, here's hoping that's not because you're part of that odd demographic of Americans who defiantly hate Star Wars. If movies aren't your thing, fine. If you're over the age of 80, fine. If you're someone like my wife who just doesn't care for action-adventure flicks, well, you're weird, but okay, fine, I can deal with you. But if you're one of those people who just pushes back against Star Wars because you're too cool for school, then you're what's bugging me. I'm talking about the people who say, Star Wars is stupid and overrated. I've never watched 1 minute of any of the movies. We know you. You were the first grader who told the other kids there was no Santa. You were the high schooler who cheered against your own teams. You're now the adult who prides himself on a lifetime of defiance. But I'm here to tell you that as you're cheering yourself or always swimming upstream, you're missing out on the float trip. I remember as a kid, I tasted that goopy red sweet and sour sauce from my parents' Chinese takeout, and I didn't like it. So from that point on, I decided to dislike all Chinese food, heck, all Asian food, period, until college. That meant I not only missed out on years of great food, I missed it in the years when someone else was paying for it. At some point, don't you want to know what all the fuss is about? I mean, why everyone from 6-year-old kids to 70-year-old critics loved it? You don't like space movies. Star Wars isn't a movie about space any more than Titanic is a movie about water. Yes, there are a ton of really geeky fans, but there are sports geeks, music geeks, and definitely technology geeks. And the last time I checked, you were still checking sports scores and storing a ton of music on your new iPhone. Don't be a stick in the mud. Don't be the Grinch all by yourself up on the top of Mount Crumpet. Come on down to Whoville and watch some Star Wars. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
He really does love Star Wars.
Loves it.
The Cyclones are headed back to the Liberty Bowl, and so are thousands of Cyclone fans. Do we have tourist tips? Of course we do. That's next, plus more of your live takes. 515-282-9010. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Paul writes about the Hy-Vee Classic. I think it's cool to give more people an easier chance to see their teams. For instance, I live in Council Bluffs, and it makes a 2-hour drive instead of a 4. So, yes, it is a great thing.
A lot of people do like the Classic. Mark writes, the arena is stale and dull. If it's truly a showcase of the Iowa universities, make it that way. The timeouts and halftime breaks add nothing to the environment. Showcase the dance teams. Bring in more school-related teams, clubs to highlight. Have fun with the audience.
Who's in your 5 places to go in Memphis besides the Liberty Bowl? Number 5. Sun Studios. See where you've been to the Liberty Bowl, John.
Last time they went.
Sun Studios. You see where Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and others helped kickstart rock and roll.
Did not see that place.
Number 4, the National Civil Rights Museum.
Yep.
The motel where MLK was assassinated by James Earl Ray. Recall the famous photo of pointing to the shooter with King on the ground. Mm-hmm. The motel is now a museum. Definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
Number 3, Central Barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Several locations, all good. Enjoy. And if you're looking for Michael Admeyer, you will find him here. Number 2, Graceland.
Went there.
Elvis's famous home is surprisingly small, right?
Yeah, you'd think huge mansion, but it's still good size, but not overwhelmingly big.
You're sure to enjoy the decadence of the 70s. And number 1, you got to check out Beale Street. This place is fun. Enjoy the blues or just about anything else you could possibly want. And if Admeyer's not at Central Barbecue, check here. Check Beale Street.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the 10 o'clock news. He'll be busy all day. At number 3, Zach is in Pella here, line 3. Let's go to Zach. Zach, what are your thoughts on Jacob Park here as his career apparently comes to an end at Iowa State?
Like I said, I'm from Pella. Quick shout out to my Pella Christian Eagles. So I actually live next to Jacob Park in Ames, out there on South Maple Street. And I really want to talk about how he was actually a pretty stand-up guy. Always saw him and his fiance and his kid, and they just had some great interactions with the community. I actually had interactions with them every day when I sold them drugs. I was his dealer.
Jacob Park was a likable guy.
Yeah, I think
right,
he was.
Right before he took leave from the team, Michael Admire had done a story about just how much he loved all the eccentricities of a guy that unique who stood out so much. But it seems like some of the eccentricities did not work.
It got a little overwhelming for him. And certainly most college kids don't have a kid already in college. That certainly added to the pressure. And playing college football is not easy. It's stressful at times, practices, games, you know, trying to lead a team. So it all got to him, and it all came to an unfortunate end for him at Iowa State.
I see Harrison in Des Moines wants to talk about NFL football rules. So, Harrison, this makes me wonder, what got your attention today more, the Steelers game or the Raiders game?
You know, well, originally the Steelers game because it was the earlier one. But, I mean, I want to just say thanks, guys, for taking my call. First time, long time. If you're not a conspiracy theorist, just look at the Dallas game and look at the New England game. Pittsburgh got ripped. So did Oakland. Jerry Jones has got some money. Of course, Robert Kraft has got money. I mean, his name is Kraft, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Okay.
But in both these cases, though, Harrison, didn't the NFL apply the rules that are in place, even though these rules seem a little silly to me, especially as it applies to the Steelers game where the knee is down, the receiver lunges for the end zone, the ball comes loose, so they rule it an incompletion.
And that one is the one that started it for me tonight.
My
man Keith, hey, wasn't that a touchdown 20 years ago, 15 years ago,
absolutely.
10 years
yeah.
ago?
Harrison, it used to be that you could see a catch and know it's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a little bit of a fumble because they slowed it down to 100% of a frame. Give me a break.
Harrison, thank you. We do have to run. But, John, the one thing I've noticed now watching NFL games, I wait to react because I'm not sure whether it's going to be ruled a catch. So you don't know how much you should cheer.
Yeah, and if the Steelers touchdown was a touchdown. I think we can all agree that he caught the ball.
You saw
it. He was not down yet, and he reached and he touched the goal line. And right when he touched it, the ball moved.
Yeah.
Very, very – here it is right here. Oh, actually, this is the Patriots take the lead, and then the Steelers will come back. You'll see the play, but, man, it's one of, right here. It's this thing where what's a catch, what's not a catch.
His knee is down, but no one's touched him, so it
right
should
there.
Be –
Looked yeah. like a touchdown.
That looks like a
now
touchdown.
Now watch on the slow-mo. Watch the ball. Watch what the ball does right here.
Yeah, he's crossed the plane. Now, if he's running the ball, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because the ball crossed the plane.
That one little movement, they say incomplete. I don't think it's right.
All right, the last time we traveled to the Pinstripe Bowl, Cyclone fans arrived early. Will Hawkeye fans follow this year? That's part of Face Off next. Plus, your final takes at 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. The Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. Book it. Oh, wait, never mind. They're the Vikings. They'll choke. Chris and Boone.
Man, that was harsh.
Yeah, that was harsh.
All right. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Keith, there was a different voice on the Hawkeye Sports radio call for yesterday's Hy-Vee Classic. Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, slipped in his driveway this week and had to have knee surgery. His status for the Pinstripe Bowl is up in the air.
Dolph loves the Hawkeyes,
yeah.
and he loves the Yankees, so he does not want to miss this one. I hope he doesn't, but just in case, get Hassel up in the Yankee bullpen.
Speaking of the Pinstripe Bowl, a picture was released this week of Yankee Stadium covered in snow. Isn't that a good way to turn fans away from making the trip?
I think most Hawkeye fans had already rejected the idea of a trip to New York in late December, but that photo did not lead to impulse buys. I did talk to Kirk Ferentz this week, and he seemed genuinely impressed and surprised with the Pinstripe Bowl setup.
The early signing period for college football starts on Wednesday. Alabama coach Nick Saban is not a fan. He says he hasn't talked to one coach happy with this new rule. Well, he obviously hasn't talked to Kirk Ferentz. Ferentz supports early signing, mainly so the high-profile schools like Bama can't come in late and steal a recruit in February.
Saban loves it because it favors schools like his. No surprise there. But he's hardly alone in the hypocrisies of big-time college football. There are so many.
Yeah, for sure. The annual Harry Awards were handed out this week. You did not win.
Again.
But our own Janae Towne brings home Best Hair for Women in Iowa.
Janae has spectacular hair. And from what I understand, John, it needs no artificial help. It's just a freak of nature.
Now, a year ago, it was Channel 13 taking honors again. But not you.
Again.
Mike DeSilva.
Yeah, DeSilva's hair defies the laws of gravity and density.
Look at that.
Yeah, he uses product, but it doesn't matter. Nothing can penetrate the flowing helmet of luxurious locks. I hate him. I hate Mike DeSilva. And his hair.
That's harsh.
Over under. Saban edition. A lot of Saban in this
show.
Overrated. Nick Saban, actor. We've seen worse, but after the blind side, he'll stick to coaching.
Underrated. Nick Saban, politician. Saban is partly responsible for Democrat Doug Jones defeating accused Republican child molester Roy Moore.
I don't think it's an exaggeration. Someone had the brilliant idea to say, if you're Republican and you can't bring yourself to vote for Moore and you don't want to vote for Jones, write in Nick Saban, and many people
didn't
did.
Didn't they have like 20,000?
Oh, that is enough. That is just quite enough. Shut it, zip it, 1 minute. Let's go, boys.
All right, Tiny Ref.
Do it.
All right, let's get to Key in Oskaloosa. Hello, Key.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Hey.
How are you, Key?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
What did you think of the Hy-Vee Classic? What do you think it needs?
I absolutely love the Hy-Vee Classic. We go every year for my dad's Christmas present, and it's a great opportunity, I think, to be able to see all Iowa teams play. It's so hard to be able to make it to each individual university to watch them play, and I just think it's a great opportunity to do that, and as well as the price. I mean, it's hard to beat the price to be able to see all those teams play each other.
What did you think of the energy in the building, Key, this year compared to other years, since you say you've been going for many years?
The last 2 years, the energy was, it's not like Hilton Magic, obviously. I'm a Cyclone fan, and it's hard to get Cyclone energy there when you're not at home. For the Iowa and Drake game, I was kind of disappointed in the turnout. The turnout was not what I expected it to be, but yet for the ISU UNI game, it was actually a very big turnout. I was pleased with the turnout.
I'm glad you like it.
And
Keith,
one thing I
you.
Will say, I think the idea of having Iowa and Iowa State, Drake and UNI playing at Wells Fargo is a good idea, but I don't like that they play each other and then leave one of the other teams off the schedule. Mm-hmm. I still want them to play each other just at the home venues. You could still do an event like this. What if you did like an Iowa versus the state of Missouri? Bring in four teams from Missouri, play four teams from Iowa at Wells Fargo and kind of rotate every year. Something like that.
That'll do it for us. We are off until 2018.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Next year. We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Chris Hassel reporting from our previous trip to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yankee Stadium pitcher's mound, which this week happens to be the 5-yard line. Come Friday, the Cyclones hope to be raising the Pinstripe Bowl trophy somewhere in the vicinity of second base.
I think it's just a great experience to be able to see all that before actual game day. You know, kind of get the wow factor out of the way early instead of going there on the game day and kind of being awed by, you know, Derek Jeter's locker, Alex Rodriguez's locker, you know, and how the football field looked in the stadium. It was amazing.
There's a lot of history in there. I mean, even if you're not a Yankees fan, which I'm not, it was pretty cool to see all the stuff.
It's a unique vantage point when you're down on the field. We've been here a couple weeks ago for a press conference. We were here a couple nights ago for a fantastic event. But when you're down there in the field, you're standing on the 50-yard line and you're looking up, it's one of the greatest sports venues that there is. And to get a chance to play a football game in it will be a lifetime worth of memories to our football team and to our football staff as well.
Rutgers is considered by many New Yorkers to be the city's hometown team, but the Scarlet Knights aren't in the home team locker room here at Yankee Stadium. It's the Cyclones. Who's in Derek Jeter's locker? That would be Quinton Pompey, a redshirt freshman defensive lineman. It was just a random selection. From Yankee Stadium, Chris Hassel, Channel 13 Sports.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.